This is the Texas Standard.
I've said it twice and I'll say it again. Early voting starts today for the Texas primaries. Voters will decide who appears on the November general election ballot for each of the major parties. From now until March 2nd, you can cast your ballot at any polling place in the county where you're registered. But on election day itself, March 6th, in most counties in Texas, you'll have to go to your assigned polling place. That's the topic as we continue our Texas Decides series, where this week we're answering your questions about the primaries. From KERA North Texas, Gus Contreras reports.
Let's meet our esteemed question asker for today.
My name is Carissa Fabian. I live in Cypress, Texas, and I'm a civil engineer.
She's an Election Day regular.
I've always wondered why the polling locations seem to be so random and hard to find, and the lines are very long. It's just a question that comes up every time I go vote. You're standing there wondering why the lines are long and why couldn't it be easier for us to get out and vote?
To start unpacking this, I called on UT Arlington political science professor Rebecca Dean. Okay, first, how is where we go vote chosen?
If we're talking about a primary, the party chairs get to decide where those polling places are going to be.
For those officials, though, picking the right size venue is tricky. A government office? A gym? Dean says there's some indication these primaries may draw bigger crowds than usual, but who knows?
So in some ways, it's a guessing game on how many voters they think are going to come to the polls based on previous elections of those kinds, and then they make a determination.
If they're off the mark, well, longer waits. That's the academic take. For the view from the ground, I went to this guy.
My name is Davin Bernstein. I am the Dallas County Republican Party Elections Director.
We met up at one March 6 polling location, a Dallas church. Bernstein estimates he's in charge of around 250 locations across the county.
My goal as elections director is to make sure that every judge has basically about 400 voters that come in to vote. And so they kind of have a stream of people throughout the day. Obviously morning and evening are heavier, but nobody is tasked with 1,000 people coming in to vote to one location.
Designing a system that works that way isn't easy. He says he understands Fabian's annoyance.
Before I did this job, I had that frustration too. Where I live, there was a voting location that literally a voter would have to go past four other voting locations in order to get to their designated location. And it made sense on paper, but when you looked at it on a map, it just made no sense at all.
Primary elections in Texas are known for their low voter turnout. Sometimes parties have to consolidate precincts. So put Democrats on one side of the gym and Republicans on the other. Bernstein says it's ideal to have people on both sides of the aisle go to the same location. He's tried to streamline things, but admits no setup is perfect. So that's where we are today. Which brings us back to our question asker, Carissa Fabian.
I mean, me being an engineer, I'm always trying to figure out ways to improve things. This is just an off-the-wall idea I had, but has anybody ever thought about drive-through voting?
And she's not too far off. So what does Bernstein think about drive-through voting? Or even voting on our phones?
I am an application developer when I'm not doing things for an election. And yes, there are much better and smarter ways to do it. Obviously, a huge concern is validation that this is the voter.
In 2016, there were a few cases of voter fraud in Dallas County. Rebecca Dean says that's the challenge, balancing efficiency and precision. She says there are two schools of thought.
People who were worried about election fraud are skeptical of things that might make it too easy to vote, because then you increase the likelihood that somebody votes more than once, or that you have people who are not registered to vote, or even sort of the most hyperbolic of examples, dead people voting.
On the flip side,
people who want more people to participate and don't see fraud as a real concern, those are the ones who think of these creative ways. But in terms of the political reality, group number one holds more political sway than group number two.
So until that day, when Texas Republicans and Democrats can agree on an overhaul on the way we do things here, Fabian's dreaming of a Texas where voting is easier and polling places easy to find won't come true. And she'll probably still have to wait in line. For the Texas Standard, I'm Gus Contreras in Dallas.